This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House now says the Taliban agreed to allow safe passage for civilians seeking to leave Afghanistan. U.S. commanders at the Kabul airport have been coordinating with the Taliban while accelerating the evacuation of Americans and at-risk Afghan allies. A Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, says there have been no hostile actions by the Taliban and that several hundred members of the now-defeated Afghan army are at the airport assisting in the evacuation. He said the U.S. military intends to complete the evacuation by August 31st and that any decision to extend it would require presidential approval. Meanwhile, across the U.S., the agencies that resettle refugees and volunteers are scrambling to help Afghan citizens who are fleeing their own country after helping the U.S. during the 20-year war there. Russell Smith, CEO of Refugee Services of Texas, said they would typically get a week or so notice that families are arriving in the cities when they're being resettled. But with the events in Afghanistan, the process is accelerating. Haitian officials raised the death toll from a deadly weekend earthquake by more than 500 Tuesday after Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to search and rescue efforts, a delay that fed growing anger and frustration among thousands who were left homeless. Grace battered southwestern Haiti, which was hit hardest by Saturday's quake, and officials warned some areas could get 15 inches of rain before the storm moved on. Intermittent rain fell in the earthquake-damaged city and then the capital of Port-au-Prince. Late Tuesday afternoon, the Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Kingdom called Tuesday for an immediate and sustained pause in clashes and unrest in Myanmar to allow vaccinations as an intense COVID-19 surge is ravaging the country. Britain's deputy UN ambassador told reporters after the closed Security Council discussions that the call for humanitarian pause and a strong international response was joined by Foreign Minister of Brunei and the new special envoy for Myanmar from the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations who joined the meeting virtually. Also said that UN Special Envoy and UN Deputy Humanitarian Chief told the Council that the humanitarian crisis in Myanmar is worsening on a daily basis. Hong Kong is planning to tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries, which also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and Netherlands, were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to stay only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to leaving the city. A resurgence of coronavirus cases in these countries due to the Delta variant led to them to be recategorized as high risk and stricter measures imposed as the government sought to uphold the local barrier against the importation of COVID-19, according to a statement. U.S. federal officials are extending into January a requirement that people on airline flights and public transportation wear face masks, a rule intended to limit the spread of COVID-19. The Transportation Security Administration's current order in the United States was scheduled to expire September 13th. An agency spokesman said Tuesday that the mandate will be extended until January 18th. The TSA briefed airline industry representatives on its plan Tuesday and planned to discuss it with airline unions on Wednesday. The mask rule also applies to employees on planes and public transportation. It has been controversial and has led to many encounters between passengers who don't want to wear a mask and flight attendants asked to enforce that rule. The Federal Aviation Administration said Tuesday the airlines have reported 3,889 incidents involving unruly passengers this year. 2,867, or 74%, did involve refusing to wear a mask. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.